Sharing, it's not child's play. Have you ever had this experience? Your small child is playing when another child tries to take your child's toy. A loud screaming conflict begins. You tell your child that he or she must share the toy. If this has happened to you, you're not alone. As adults, we place a high value on sharing. We want our children to be well behaved and to grow up with the social skills they need as adults. But sharing doesn't come naturally. If you think about it, the motto for small kids is mine. It may not be reasonable to expect them to share when they're very young because they're not developmentally ready. How does forced sharing feel? Imagine you're reading the newspaper and your spouse comes along and grabs it out of your hands because he or she wants to read it. How would you feel? Now imagine 4-year-old Tom, who's deep in play with a toy. Mary comes along and tries to take it. What reactions might you expect? When are kids ready to share? Many parents think they need to make their kids share. In the situation above, they may say something like, "Tom, you've had that long enough. Now it's Mary's turn." Or, "I'm going to set the clock for 5 minutes, and at the end of that, Tom, you'll have to give the toy to Mary." But is that really fair? The message to Tom is that he has to give up what he's doing when someone else wants a turn or when an adult tells him to do so. It means sharing feels bad. Is that the message we want to send? In fact, preschoolers aren't ready to share. They don't understand that others are separate from them, have feelings or needs. Most kids aren't ready to share until they're 4 or 5 years old, and even then it can be touch and go. How can parents help? So what do you do when your child clutches a toy while another child screams for his or her turn? Here are some suggestions. Number one, before a play date at your house, ask your child if there's a special toy he or she doesn't want to share. Take that toy and put it away. This gives your child a sense of control over his or her own things. Number two, if another child wants to play with your child's toy, you might say to your child, "It looks like Mary wants to play with that when you're done." Or, "When you're done playing, tell Mary because she's waiting for her turn." Suggestion number three, waiting is just as hard as sharing. For the child who has to wait for the toy, you can say something like, "Oh, waiting can be so hard." You can also try to get that child engaged in something else in the meantime. Parenting is hard work. Try to set a good example of sharing, but also remember, your kids will give and take turns when they're ready.